This is Staff Sergeant Frank R. Candelario interviewing Major James F. Helsel at Marine Corps Base 29 Palms, California. This interview is being recorded on 18 January 1966. The subject concerns Major Helsel's tour in Vietnam, and there is no classification on it. Major Helsel, how long were you in Vietnam?
I served in Vietnam from 12 February to 24 June of 1965, and I also spent 2.5 weeks there in November and December of 1964.
And what specifically was your job while there?
My assignment was the S-4 officer of the 1st Light Anti-Aircraft Missile Battalion. And that, of course, is the logistics officer to provide support to all the batteries within the battalion.
And where in Vietnam were you stationed, sir?
I spent my entire tour in Vietnam in the Da Nang area.
What are some of the lessons learned from your experience while stationed in Da Nang or before?
The foremost lesson learned that sticks in my mind is the one related to good prior planning. I go back and think of the airlift of one of our batteries, a reinforced battery, from Okinawa to Da Nang. And the reason that this lift came off so smoothly is because of prior liaison and meetings between the staff officers of our battalion and U.S. Air Force officers from the lifting agency. And as a result of these meetings, a complete airloading plan had been drawn up and was in effect at the time the mount out was executed. And for this reason, everything went very smoothly on the lift of the reinforced battery.
What conditions are created by, first of all, the weather in Vietnam?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind on the weather is, of course, the fact that it is extremely hot and also extremely humid. The main problem, I believe, is the acclimation of personnel. It's extremely harsh conditions to inject a Marine into a rifleman, for example, off a ship, possibly an air-conditioned ship, put him ashore and expect him to perform 100% of performance if he came ashore during the hot months in the summer. And it's a problem in any billet in Vietnam. You can't work at peak efficiency when you're operating under these extreme conditions of weather.
In your observations, Major Helsel, was there one particular type of Marine that could withstand this weather better than another?
I made no particular observation on this point. However, those of slighter build rather than the heavy or muscular type people, and particularly those who are overweight, have it a little bit harder than the man of slighter build.
Mm-hmm. And were there any particular problems involved in maintenance of equipment in Vietnam?
Yes, there were some problems involved. The main thing, again, is the extremes of weather, where you have a lot of moisture. This can affect particularly COMELEC equipment, radios, radars, things of this nature. It's necessary to keep anything that can be affected under cover or waterproof it. And equipment in general requires a great deal more attention to preventive maintenance. And this is not only due to the moisture, but because of the fact in some areas you have fine powdery white sand blowing around, which can wear out equipment, and also some areas have an extreme amount of dust in the air.
Major Helsel, what are some of the damages suffered by the equipment there?
Well, the main problem you have are things such as bearings, wherein this dust or sand gets in. If you're not taking proper care of the equipment, it actually wears the bearings out. Same thing applies to a certain degree to any moving parts on equipment. And anything that is sensitive to moisture, of course, can be damaged if you leave it outside or uncovered or unwaterproofed during these heavy rainstorms, particularly in the monsoon season. Tentage is a very good example of how quickly things wear out in Vietnam. I noticed this prior to my departure, that tentage in our battalion seemed to be deteriorating rapidly, and recommended in that time that they start a pro rata replacement program on the tents of replacing so many per month in order to keep everyone's living quarters in good shape. And this affects also, similarly, the canvas on trucks, the cabs or the tarps over the rear of the trucks. It's the hot sun, and then the rain comes down and rots out the canvas. It's either bleached out by the sun or rotted out by the moisture.
Well, is the weather in Vietnam comparable to that of Okinawa?
Well, it is comparable in a way. For instance, here at 29 Palms, you're familiar with the heat of the desert. In the summer months in Vietnam, if you were to take the heat of the desert here, 110, 112, 115 degrees, and combine with that the humidity on Okinawa, particularly in certain periods of the year, from 95% humidity to 100% humidity, this is what it's like in Vietnam in the summer months. And it isn't the temperature necessarily that gets you, it's the combination of the high temperature and high humidity.
So far as the men and their equipment go, the individual Marine himself, what was the rate of damage to uniforms and things of this nature?
Well, in the type unit which I was assigned, a missile battalion, we had no particular problems. The uniforms there were worn out mainly through work, things of this nature. But I do know from experience that extremely hard in uniforms for the infantry types over there. They wear them out quickly, particularly their foot gear, slogging through the paddies and rarely having a chance to dry out their feet. And boots go first. The newer type boot introduced should be of some help over there. That's the one with the cloth uppers and drain holes, etc. Our utilities, I thought, were unsatisfactory. I wore those, and they're too heavy. And even the newer type, lighter weight Army utilities with which Marines were provided, I did not feel were entirely satisfactory. I felt that we should have a lightweight material without the long sleeves, without all the big baggy pockets to weight you down, and something that dries quickly, such as drip dry clothes in civilian life, something that dries very quickly once it is wet.
Do you feel that we need any pockets at all, more than one?
Well, it doesn't hurt to have the similar type pockets on these uniforms such as we have on our present utilities. The ones I'm referring to, the new Army type, they have an extremely large number of pockets, and they're quite large, and actually it's extra material covering your body with all these large pockets. If we stuck to pockets of the size which are on our current utilities, we'd be further ahead.
Did you encounter any problems so far as the welfare of the men go, in meals or mail delivery or anything of this nature?
No, we did not. And this is probably to someone's good prior planning again. During the entire stay over there, our mail delivery was excellent. Once in a while, it would fall a day or two behind, but this is understandable. I was getting airmail letters in 3 to 4 days from California, and I thought this was fine. As far as the food, as in most cases such as this, the variety often becomes monotonous, but the quality wasn't that bad, and certainly you could have no great complaints about it. Although I do know that many of the people out slogging around in the boondocks hit it a lot rougher on the chow than we did. As far as morale, most of our people were busy, either working or standing watches all the time, so really there was little chance to dwell on outside things to lower the morale, and the R&R program had been instituted to a certain extent while I was there, and the troops were able to get out to Hong Kong or Bangkok, and this helped considerably. The biggest problem I could foresee would not be with units which were committed or very busy. It would be with units, say, whose job varied from time to time, and it would be during the slack period when you were over there and the troops would be sitting around where you might have any particular morale problems.
In your observations while over there, Major Helswood, did you notice any particular relation between the attitude of the men and the weather? Does it affect the troops?
It does to a certain extent. I can think back and realize my own performance. When the weather is extremely hot, I don't believe you are able to concentrate as much as you are in, say, much more comfortable weather. And it's to do a job which perhaps wouldn't be hard and under normal circumstances is considerably more difficult over there because of this extreme type of weather.
Major Helswell, when you first arrived in Vietnam, did you have any problems with unloading of men and equipment?
Yes, we did to a certain extent, and this was due to the fact that adequate port facilities were not available at that time in the Da Nang area. It was necessary for us to unload in the bay and use small craft, bring our supplies and equipment up the river, and unload actually in the city along the main streets. And the difficulty there, besides moving at this distance, is the fact that there was little room in which to stage equipment. and between unloading and actually moving it out. And it was obvious to us at the time, we were practically the first unit to land in Da Nang. It was obvious at that time that extensive improvements would be needed in that area to support any increase in operations.
Thank you very much, Major Helsel. This is Staff Sergeant Frank R. Candelario. We have just interviewed Major James F. Helsel. He is the Assistant G4 for Force Troops, FMF PAC, at 29 Palms, California. This interview has been recorded on 18 January 1966. The subject concerns Major Helsel's views on his tour in Vietnam. There is no classification on this interview.